September 15, 1926, custody and vigilance of Jesus while she writes. How the kingdom of the fiat costs very much. The acts done in the fiat are more than sun. After writing for 4 hours and more, I was feeling completely exhausted in my strengths, and as I began to pray in His most holy will according to my usual way, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and clasping me to Himself, all tenderness, told me, "My daughter, you are tired, rest in my arms." How much the kingdom of the supreme fiat costs me and you. While at night all other creatures, some sleep, some enjoy themselves and some reach the point of offending me, for me and for you there are no rests even at night, you, occupied with writing, and I, with watching over you, imparting to you the words and the teachings that regard the kingdom of the supreme will. And while I see you write, so as to have you do it at length and not become tired, I sustain you in my arms, that you may write what I want, to be able to give all the teachings and prerogatives, the privileges, the sanctity and the infinite riches that this kingdom of mine possesses. If you knew how much I love you, and how I delight in seeing you sacrifice even your sleep and all of yourself for love of my fiat, which so much loves to make itself known to the human generations. It costs us very much, it is true, my daughter. And to repay you, almost always, after you have written, I let you rest on my heart, which is overcome with sorrow and with love, with the sorrow that my kingdom is not known, and with the love with which I want to make it known, so that in feeling my sorrow and the fire that burns me, you may sacrifice all of yourself and spare yourself nothing for the triumph of my will. Then, while I was in the arms of Jesus, the immense light of the divine will that filled heaven and earth called me to go around in it, to have me do my usual acts, to have my I love you, my adoration echo in the whole creation, that it might have the company of its little daughter in each created thing in which it reigns and dominates. Then, after I did this, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, what light, what power, what glory the act of the creature requires done in my will. These acts are more than sun. While the sun remains up high, its light eclipses the stars and fills the whole earth, bringing its kiss to all things, its heat, its beneficial effects. And the light's nature is to diffuse, nor does it do any more work by giving the goods it naturally possesses to those who want them. The acts done in my will are symbolized by the sun. As the act is formed, my will administers to it the light to form the sun, which rises up high, because the sun's nature is to be up high, not down below, otherwise it would not be able to do the good it does. In fact, the things that are down below are always circumscribed, individual, limited in time and space. They are not, nor can they produce universal goods. So, this sun formed by my will and by the act of the creature, and rising up high even to the throne of its God, forms the true eclipse. It eclipses heaven, the saints, the angels. It is as if the length of its rays would take control of the earth. Its beneficial light brings glory, joy, happiness to heaven, and the light of the truths to the earth. It dispels the darkness, the pain caused by sin, the disillusion of passing things. The sun is one, but its light contains all colors and all effects to give life to the earth. In the same way, the act is one, one is the sun of my will formed in it, but its goods and effects are innumerable. Therefore the kingdom of the supreme fiat will be a kingdom of light, a kingdom of glory and of triumph. The night of sin will not enter into it, but it will be always full day. Its refulgent rays will be so penetrating as to triumph from the abyss in which poor humanity has fallen. This is why I have told you many times, your task is great, because I have entrusted to you my divine will, so that by making it known, you may place its rights in safety, so very unknown to the human generations. The goods that will come will be immense, and you and I will be twice happy for having worked for the formation of this kingdom. Then, after this, I was thinking to myself, My beloved Jesus says so many admirable things about this kingdom of the supreme will, so holy, but nothing of these admirable things seem to show on the outside. If its prodigies, its great goods and happiness could be seen, the face of the earth would change and a pure, holy, noble blood would flow in the human veins, such as to convert one's nature into sanctity, into joy and into perennial peace. At that moment he came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, this kingdom of the supreme fiat must first be well established, formed and matured between you and me, and then it must be transmitted to creatures." The same happened between the Virgin and me. First I was formed within her, I grew within her womb, I was nourished at her breast, we lived together to form the kingdom of redemption between the two of us, one on one, as if no one else existed. And then my very life and the fruits of redemption which my life itself contained were transmitted to the other creatures. So it will be for the supreme fiat, first we will do it between the two of us only, one on one. And once it is formed I will take care of transmitting it to creatures. It is easier to have a work come out well when it is formed in private, in the hiddenness of the silence of two persons who really love that work. And once it is formed it is easier to manifest it, and to give it to others as gift. Therefore, let me do, and do not be concerned.